This is Tom Levis with Character Traits for Successful Living. Another story that has garnered wide publicity in the local papers involves an athletic event at Reading High School. As the playoff game between William Penn Senior High School and Hazleton came to the end, tempers flared. Hazleton led 61-53 with 3 seconds left when a William Penn player fouled a Hazleton player in the backcourt near William Penn's bench. The principal of William Penn, who was sitting behind York's bench, said there was no reaction to the foul at all from anyone. The game was over and they all knew it. They started walking up court and they kind of bumped each other. The pushing became more heated, both benches cleared. It was about this time that Marcus DeShield said he saw everybody run on the court. That's when I ran on the court. In this confusion, DeShields ran on the court. People were rushing toward him, trying to push him back. The guy from Hazleton, I think somebody grabbed him, and I just took a wild swing and hit him. Now he finds himself being suspended from school for 10 days and the possibility of being arrested. Character is invisible. The quality of our character is revealed by our behavior under the circumstances of life. The test comes when we are confronted by adverse circumstances. In this situation, the character trait of self-discipline would have enabled the Shields to deal with the adverse circumstances. One of the most important things a coach should be teaching his players is character traits. Newt Rogne said that was his number one goal, build character. We are available to everyone to teach character traits for successful living. Call 741-2387 or write Tom Levis, 28 Marin Road, York, PA 17402.